K-State Nation, another upset alert, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. My voice is recovering, trying to keep it level, but it's hard to do that right now. Wildcats, athletics, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode here, Sunday morning, rise up. Finally, get rid of this cold, get my voice back, and get some beautiful weather here in the KC Metro area recording this baseball postcast once again on Sunday. I wish it was October, but anyways, it's a long way to go. February 23rd, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in here this episode. Get straight on into it here. Kay, how about this? K-State baseball goes into the day with an opportunity to clean sweep. But first, we want it back a little bit to yesterday. And the K-State pitching staff needs a lot of credit. This is why they're 2-0 so far in the M&G Bank College Baseball Series. They shut down 25th-ranked Michigan yesterday, 5-1. Michigan did start out with a lead, but the pitching staff continues to get it done Arlington, Texas. And how about the job? The bats, D. Kennedy was huge yet again. Homer, back-to-back homers for the first time this year for K-State. So everything's kind of clicking right now. It's kind of funny because, again, I got to go back to the last episode of the bonus channel over on Podbean, Greer 3-8's podcast, right? Me and Alex said, talked about, I don't know, they're not going to go winless, which obviously they've won three. They've won 2-0 since that podcast rolled out. Thanks, Alex, for that. But no, seriously, on a good note there, you're kind of cringing fact that, okay, but I think the North Carolina game kind of, say, hey, we can play with anybody in this country, and it is proving this weekend down in Arlington, Texas right now. How about Dante Lewis? Didn't he start the first game of this series, of the weekend series? I think he did, and he rallied back and got the win. We'll see how they got it in a moment. We'll take a look at this box score here as, oh, by the way, K-State upsets Michigan 5-1 yesterday in game two, the middle game of the M&G Bank College Baseball Series in Arlington, Texas. My voice is way better than what it has been the last couple of days. And now you have an opportunity to clean sweep and to boot, beat your one of your conference foes in 22nd ranked TCU later today. We'll see what happens there. If K-State can do that. Michigan struck first with one in the first, but then K-State with a quick response. And for Michigan, that was it for them. The Wolverines were held, got that one, and that was all you got for the day. K-State pitching staff said, hell no, you ain't getting no more runs in this baseball game. K-State got two. They were the bottom. They were the designated home team for this game. Two in the first, and then a huge, part of that back-to-back home runs. Three in the fifth, and now it's all for K-State, and that's all that they needed. As this pitching staff, really, out of two games between Arkansas, fifth-ranked Arkansas, and Michigan, right, they've only given up three runs. And I'm going to go straight. Well, let's complete this first. Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers, K-State, you're winning K-State Wildcats. Five runs, six hits, no errors. Again, playing error-free baseball. This is how you win baseball games, folks. And on the flip side, Michigan struggling to get any runs after that first inning. One run, five hits, and two errors. Again, Kansas State Batcats getting it done behind solid pitching throughout this weekend to this point. 5, Michigan 1, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Here, recording on this Sunday morning before I get my morning rocking and rolling here. I'm going straight to this pitching staff. How about Michael Quivedo, who got the start for this game yesterday. Four innings, five hits, one run. That was earned. He did walk four batters. That was an issue. If there was the only issue so far this weekend for the Batcats, it is Quivero got away with it. Four walks, but struck out five. Dante Lewis, who got shelved in game one, or I think it was the North Carolina game that I'm thinking now. Dante Lewis was masterful yesterday. Four innings pitched there. He didn't walk anybody. Struck out three. And then James Gravett comes in, shut things down in ninth inning there with walking. Two walks and a strikeout. Yeah, K-State, the only negative in this game was the walks. And he got away with it. So, hey, at least you catch some breaks along the way there. Pete Hughes now looking for the sweep. And they're going to try to take down their conference foe, 22nd-ranked TCU, later on today, down Arlington, Texas. Lineup, I mentioned D. Kennedy. That boy's a dog. I can already tell. We've always, for the last, four postcasts now, we have talked about him. He and Seth Dardar going back-to-back in the home run department. Kennedy was 1-for-4 yesterday. Seth Dardar, the designated hitter for your Cats, goes 2-for-3 in this game. Of course, he drove in D. Kennedy. Yeah, D. Kennedy later on. That was a solo home run that he hit, and he drove in another runner later on. It was actually probably before that, actually. Seth Dardar drove in the other run, and then, of course, Nick English, your right fielder, also drove in a run in this game. He went 1-for-4 in a ball game. Bear Madlack, catcher, got a hit as well in his baseball game, along with Kylan Lotus, as well as Kansas State, and continues to impress here, really coming alive here. Now, I think, like I said, that North Carolina game where K-State had the opportunity to if it wasn't for that big four-run seventh inning or whatever that was against Tar Heels, we could be talking a different tune here, folks. As well, Pete Hughes after the game saying, quote, that was a great team win. And then, yeah, I don't know why this bot score saying Michigan unranked when I'm seeing what I have saw, you know, in other recaps that Michigan is 25th ranked in the country. So you have played three consecutive teams, and you've beaten now two of them in a row and could have beaten North Carolina. So, and then finishing it off here with Pete Hughes' comment, quote, keeping a good Michigan team scoreless was the key, allowing us to steadily build the lead. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me see here. And then we're going to key a team on here. Quote, we got big hits from D and Seth middle in the game to help us win those crucial middle innings. However, Dante Lewis was a difference maker. His stuff was electric, but his composure as a freshman was the real story of the game. He thrives in big moments. Yeah. Yeah, they're growing on me for sure. Obviously, you lose a Kalen Culpepper. I love Kalen Culpepper. Obviously, I'm going to throw this out there. Black History Month here in February. We're in the last month of that. So, and I was going to do something, well, on my other podcast on this very topic. But yes, still, we're still in Black History Month, and the African American baseball players on this team are starting to kind of shine a little bit here with a Dante Lewis swag, and D. Kennedy continues to hit every single game there as well. So we're, like I said, me and Alex talked about this on the Podbean app, right? Greer 3 Eddie's podcast again. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Go check that out over there. That's my voice recovering. We might have to wait until the end of the week to do something there, or I might say hell with it and hop over there in the middle of the week. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, another postcast edition here. Kansas State upsets another ranked team 5-1 over Michigan yesterday. Now going for the clean sweep later on today. And later on, I'm going to record women's basketball that emotional day yesterday as K-State women's basketball destroys KU and sweeps them in the regular season there to cap that off. And they are right there. Like I said, I recorded an episode earlier this week They're right there trying to stay right there for a chance at a regular season Big 12 title with that core group of seniors there, which I'm going to talk about more later on in that postcast. But yeah, so today, 22nd ranked, excuse me, TCU today, there as well. So yeah, Dante Lewis, right? Who's the next African-American stars on this team, right? When you recruited freshmen like a Dante Lewis, right? I heard a little bit before from the Go Power Cat podcast, right? Little trying to learn about these new players, right? Dee Kennedy, Dante Lewis, and of course, you guys are veterans in a Nick English, right? That can hit, right? So, and a David Bishop as well. So, all in all, right now, K-State, I'm liking what I see. I'm trying to be a little bit cautiously optimistic, but hey, right now, everything seems to be clicking right now. Down in Texas, today, they're trying to clean sweep everybody as they take on TCU. We'll see what happens if they can take down our Big 12. That might be a huge game there for the conference as I think about that. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Coming up, TCU, that is a 3 o'clock first pitch today down there at Globe Life Field as Kansas State looks to close out down there an impressive run down there. We'll see. That TCU is a conference game. So that will double. If you can do what you've been doing, that's what you have to get solid pitching. Solid pitch. Hey, I'm going to go back a little bit here to a little cliche. Solid pitching and defense wins you games. And right now, Kansas State and timely hitting. Kansas State, your K-State baseball team is doing that right now. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where my podcasts are found. Free and available daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, my voice is coming back a little bit. Or it's been a while since I've been able to speak like this in a while. So trying to gasp in it now and hopefully be back in full swing here going into this week. But if you have not subscribed to this podcast, what are you doing? Go ahead. Make sure you like, subscribe. Tap the alarm bell every time we post content daily. You guys will be first to be notified about it. That's going to wrap things on another winning upset postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. How about PSU's club getting it done? Another upset. Second straight day upset. K-State 5, 25th ranked Michigan 1. This is your home of K-State Athletics on the Purple Project Podcast. Alex A. and Eddie Greer. Go Cats.